Diddy is again accused of busting down and basically running the train on a 17-year-old. Let me bring y'all up to speed.
A new lawsuit is accusing Sean Diddy Combs of raping a 17-year-old girl.
This is the fourth woman and fourth lawsuit against Combs in recent weeks. And in that time, we've seen the Harlem native settle one of those lawsuits and step down as the CEO of the media company Revolt.
Eyewitness News reporter Sonya Rincon is in the newsroom with how Combs is responding to this most recent allegation. Sonya?
Sandra, multiple accusers have come forward in recent weeks against Sean Combs. This latest lawsuit alleges the music mogul gang raped a woman 20 years ago when she was only 17. A woman identified as Jane Doe alleges she was 17 when Sean Combs and two others trafficked her for sex and raped her.
Word to the wise, never let a woman, whether you're married or not, take a picture while sitting on your lap. You don't know what that picture is going to come back to do as far as biting you.
She was living in Michigan in 2003 when her lawsuit says she met a man who claimed he was best friends with Combs and convinced her to fly with him to New York aboard a private jet to meet Combs at his recording studio. The lawsuit includes photos purportedly of Jane Doe with Combs in his studio. While at the studio, the lawsuit says Combs and his associates plied Ms. Doe with drugs and alcohol to the point that she could not have possibly consented. The lawsuit says the men, including Combs, then gang raped her and that afterwards she had to be helped to walk out of the building and back into a car. She was taken back to an airport and flown back to Michigan. Combs is denying it and all other accusations, writing on social media, "Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear, I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, family, and for the truth."
So, take that. Recently posted, he never said nothing. And Diddy, for let me give him some credit, he's one of the few celebrities that have never commented on anything that was controversial with regard to him, whether you go all the way back to the Tupac and Biggie situation or you come all the way up into today. So this was the first time that Diddy had a comment. I'm going to read you a super chat shortly, Queen Bee. This is the first time that he had a comment, and he basically said, "Listen, I didn't do none of the stuff that they alleging that I did, so stop the cap. Everybody trying to get a payday. Cassie is the one that got the bag. She fleeced me as a result of it, and they trying to make sure that they get their money, and I'm going to continue to fight for my name. I'm going to continue to fight for what it is that I got going on and my legacy. And so all of these people that's looking to come up off of me, they lying." And I'm glad that he finally says something, because I'm going to be honest with you. By default, I do not believe the overwhelming majority of these people that's looking to come out and get a bag. I believe that Diddy is a nasty man. I believe that he's extra freaky. I believe that he could quite possibly be an underhanded businessman, but the one thing that I do not believe is people that come out 15, 18, 19, 20, 30 years later looking to catch a bag and never said anything to anybody prior to the Adult Survivors Act that allow for people to be able to accuse and then people that piggyback off of other people that they see got the bag in order to make some money. I'm not going for it. I do not believe for one second, and I'm going to be objective because I know the sentiment of people. I do not believe by default, unless you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt, because that is the way that the justice system is supposed to work here in the United States of America. I do not believe, because right now I believe that a lot of people are being convicted in a court of public opinion. I do not believe by default people that just automatically accuse people of doing something when you can't even prove what happened after 30 years. So you got a picture of hanging out inside of his studio, and then we just supposed to automatically believe that they took. Stop it, bro. Stop it, man. Stop, bro. Stop. It's so easy to pile on people when they down. And again, I'm not even a Diddy fan. But I don't believe in just taking advantage of people and being able to come up off of money that you didn't even work for just because you've seen somebody else be able to get a bag as a result of it. I'm not going for it. I'm not going for it. So that's what happened with Diddy. And then on the flip side, there was a Las Vegas shooting at the UNLV campus.
We want to begin tonight with new developments in a shooting on a college campus just hours ago. We are just learning from law enforcement that multiple people were killed after a gunman opened fire inside the business school at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Tonight we have new reporting on the gunman and we'll hear from students who barricaded themselves inside classrooms to stay safe. The active shooter not only caused a lockdown on campus, but a temporary shutdown of the airport in Las Vegas, which is just miles from the Strip. Vanessa Murphy from our CBS affiliate in Las Vegas has the new details.
Suspect at this point is deceased.
Sirens blared through the streets of Las Vegas as officers responded to reports of an active shooter at UNLV shortly before noon.
We have one patient right now. Supposedly we have more patients inside with an active shooter.
Campus police sent out alerts to students and faculty telling them about shots being fired in the Beam Hall building and ordering them to run, hide, fight.
Honestly, everyone was just panicking. We were just having a normal class and then all of a sudden someone said active shooter running across.
This UNLV student says he and other classmates in a nearby building used tables to barricade themselves inside a classroom.
I'm still scared out of my mind right now, and I'm not a person that gets scared like that.
As the campus of more than 30,000 remained on lockdown, those off campus used their phones to keep in contact with panicked loved ones.
Her teacher just locked up the room. Said they're not letting nobody out. I wish I could trade spots right now because that's crazy. She doesn't deserve to be in there right now.
There's a lot of additional calls coming in that students hunkered down. They're afraid. They're scared. Our officers are going unit by unit, building by building, making sure that we don't have any additional victims.
Some students were let out in formation as others reunited with family.
So essentially, there was a shooter over in Vegas. And according to the Associated Press, the Vegas shooter who killed three was a professor who recently applied for a job at UNLV. They say that students was terrified and professors cowered in classrooms. The gunman in Wednesday's shooting was a professor who had unsuccessfully sought a job at the school. A law enforcement official with direct knowledge of the investigated told the Associated Press he previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina, said the official, who spoke on condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to release the information publicly. Another law enforcement official identified the suspect as Anthony Polito, who was 67. An investigator searched an apartment in Henderson, Nevada, late Wednesday as a part of the investigation and retrieved several electronic devices, including his cell phone. And the official was not authorized to discuss details of the investigation and spoke to the AP on condition of that they didn't tell his name. The attack was the worst shooting in the city since October 2017 when a gunman killed 60 people and wounded more than 400 after opening fire from a window of a room at the Mandalay Bay Casino on the world famous Las Vegas Strip, only a couple miles from the UNLV campus. So that's what happened over in Vegas. Obviously somebody who was a professor previously at another university applied for a job and then they couldn't get it. And so as a result, they went on a rampage and they decided to go and to take other people's lives that didn't have anything to do with it. Absolutely sick world that we live in. And then last but not least, apparently Deion Sanders and Tracy Edmonds broke up. Aww. Says the Colorado University football head coach Deion Sanders and Emmy-winning producer Tracy Edmonds have called off their engagement after 4 years. Okay, before we get into this story and before we start to move forward, let me ask y'all engagement queens a question. How long before you, or how long can you be engaged before we just say you're just really girlfriend and boyfriend, you're not really getting married? How long do you stay engaged before you realize that you're not really going to get married and the ring that they gave you was really just like a promise ring? It wasn't necessarily an engagement ring. You said they've been together for 13 years, engaged for 4. Really? Says to everyone, they announced something jointly, which I didn't even know that they was in a relationship. So, you know, but obviously the ladies like to know what's going on out here in these streets. Says to everyone who's been there for us, supported us, and shown us love, we have mutually decided it is best for us to move forward as friends and have made the decision with love in our hearts to respect each other and appreciation for the time we've shared together. Edmonds and Sanders wrote in a joint statement on her Instagram page. Please keep us in your prayers as we go through this transition. Thank you for being there for all for us all these years. We love you and appreciate you so much. Why do people announce when they're not together anymore? I don't understand that. Sanders, a retired NFL player who has been married twice before, told people that he loves what both of us contribute to society and the world. Why do people announce it? I don't understand. Like, I didn't even know that they were in a relationship. So what's the point of the announcement? I don't know. Anyways, that was your quick hits for today.